Okay, it's Yidua, the bunch of different places. There's a hashva between Purim and Yom Kippur. The most famous one, I think I saw according to Shenazer, that Yom Kippur is like Purim. Maral says in the beginning of our Chazash, Maral says that both Yom Kippur and Purim are nichal in the din of Layasa Libato, the Zichron Layasa. He has a little away over there. I recently saw a very fascinating hashva between Yom Kippur and Purim, b'shem the Goyim. The Goyim says that Purim and Chanukah, he says, are in like the tzura of a person, are connected to raglaim, the rest of the raglaim are connected to the guf. The yisur of the raglaim is to take the guf where it couldn't go to, where it didn't have the kayach to get to. And he says, Purim and Chanukah, both mashlim, chasrinis that are in the other mayadim. So Yom Kippur, Chanukah is mashlim, the 8 mayadim that we don't have hal. The 6 days of Pesach, we don't have hal shalom. And Rosh Hashanah and Kippur don't have hal. And the 8 days of Chanukah are being mashlim that. I don't know if anyone remembers, but I spoke about that a couple of years ago to explain what Shaykh is. And he says, Purim is being mashlim, the Suda's Purim is being mashlim, Suda Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have Tainus. We don't have a Suda. A chelik of every Yom Tov is Suda. And he says, the Suda's Yom Kippur, the Suda's Purim is the Suda's Yom Kippur. In Avodah, it's a fascinating thing to think about when a person is eating Suda's Purim. It's a kim of Suda's Yom Kippur. It's a very chazach. So the shayla is that what's the yachas of Yom Kippur and Purim that and bedavka in the Suda, meaning Yom Kippur apparently bedavka we're not having a Suda, and Purim bedavka having that Suda that we're supposed to have Yom Kippur having it now in Purim. One and two, we know the ikar Suda's Purim is a mishta. It's not a regular Suda. And mishta, the Rashi says, Chazal tells that the mishta is al shem ayayin. So that means that a chelik, an ikar chelik of the Suda's Purim, which is getting us to the Majegi Yom Kippur, is the shtiyah. So that means that the shtiyah itself, bediuk, is nishtayach very strong to this Majegi of having Suda's Yom Kippur. What's that connection? So to start off, we have to explain what Yom Kippur is, and then to explain why Purim is the same thing. So I'll go back to the different thing. I mean, I don't remember, but we discussed in El, the Seder of Yom Kippur. Beikar, very court, b'shem the Nefesh HaChaim, that Yom Kippur is the Yom of Kapara, Sikh of the Kapara. Really, Sikh of the Kapara, like Dr. Ramchal says in Mesias Shem, is a mokum for it, and the person was chayte, it's chayte. It's rachman. What's the mokum to have a Kapara? So the Nefesh HaChaim basically breaks it down that there's the two bechinas always in the way Hashem runs the world. And Chal talks about this also. There's the Olam of Schar v'Enosh. We live in a world where we have bechira, we have the ability to do something, and we could be piled, and where our meisim count. And in that world, a person's chetes, so it's chetes plagim, it's chetes chet. You can't do away with it. It's a reality. But in Tifer, there's also an emuna, a higher madriga that is really yichud, really ainam avadei. And really, in that realm, there's no makom. The Adam doesn't exist, and his ma'asim have no chashivas. There is no Adam. There's no ma'asim. The Nefesh HaChaim breaks it down that Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. And the Nefesh HaChaim explains that the whole yisrael of tshuva is a person is being doubled back to the highest part, really, in his neshama itself, which is in the shtayach to that inyan. That he goes all the way up to where there's no makom for chet at all. He goes up to the fact that really inam avadei. And once he gets to over there, there's no chet, so now he could recreate himself in a situation mufka from his original chatan. So the whole veda, the whole system of Yom Kippur, starts from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and it goes all the way through Sukkot, is building this concept of a person bringing himself to that madrega of complete spotless to the inner levada of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how he kriechs out of his chatan. So that's the Yisrael. The Yisrael is the Olam HaYichud. That's what's happening in Yom Kippur. And that's where the kapara comes from. How do we do that? What's the avodah in halacha that gets us to that place? So the chamish inuyim is that's the ikar hilchas Yom Kippur that gets us to that place with the tshuva and the yisrael that is. We saw it said over is that it always says every time there's discussed chet in the Torah it says nefesh ki yechta. You know that the person's neshama is nefesh shochan neshama. The nefesh is the lowest bahami is dika part of the person. The chetam is shaykh to nefesh. So farchet the eagle, kaisos on a majority, even the nefesh was davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. when we went into the Ulama Chet, Chet is something that's Davak to Nefesh, and Nefesh is what's pulling us down. That's the Bahami, is the goof of the person. And that part of us is what makes us that we can't fully connect all the way up. So the way that we can get all the way back up is by doing away with Nefesh. So the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the way we get to the Ema Yichud on Yom Kippur, is by being Mevatel Nefesh. The Chamishinuim is pushing away the Nefesh. You push away the Nefesh, it could be like Malachim, and it could go up. So the agenda we're going to try to bring out now is that on Purim, we're getting to the same place. Purim's also getting to the Ema Yichud, the same way I can Yom Kippur. And on Purim, we could do it with the Nefesh. You don't have to get the Nefesh away. Why is that? So, meaning, just to bring up the point, the reason why we're not having a Suda Yom Kippur, if there wasn't the Chet HaEglon, if everything was Mesukin, we would have a Suda Yom Kippur itself. The reason why we're not having a Suda Yom Kippur is because of a Chasarn, because our Nefesh can't be Nichnas into the Madrigas Yom Kippur. Gufa, the Oifen that we do Madrigas Yom Kippur is Gufa by taking away the Nefesh. But if we could be Mesakin that Inyan, then we could Gufa take the Nefesh into that, and then have the Suda. And that's what's happening on Purim. So, to be mazur, what where that is in Purim, and what is Purim? So Purim was a Nitzchan on Haman. So I have to define who Haman was, and what his Kayach was, and that we could explain why, through that the Nitzchan of Purim is, the Nitzchan on Haman, is this in you. So what's the Sherish of Haman? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Haman a time 9, Haman ha'itz. So that means that the lady of the Kayach of Haman is Chet Eitz Adas. So what's Chet Eitz Adas? And then we can understand Haman. So the Ramchal in Das Tun is basically the whole, you said Asefer is coming to be Mazbe, we know that why we created this world, Mr. Hashem tells us, creating this world in order to be Davuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tech Dvar, but it's clear in the other Sefer Ramchal, that the point is that we should create our own Tvekas, we should be created as Tvekas. That means that Hashem wanted us, that we should be the ones that created the Yachas, the Tvekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue is the person can't be Davuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tvekas means that I have a Yachas, I have a connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu is something that's completely mufka from our connection to Him. He's something that's nitzri and something that's beyond tefisa. So how could you be davuk to something that's a? How could you be teifa something that's mufka from tefisa? So the Ramchal says the only way to be teifa something mufka from tefisa is even shlili, and that's Yichud Hashem. And this means very simple. A person understands things. The way you understand things, the way you have a havan in them, is maybe magda them. The way I understand something, it's big, it's great, it's powerful. These are all hagdars, and it's giving tzavis. I understand the parameters, and that's how I'm teifis it. Something that I can't give a parameter to, something that I can't define, I can't be teifis. So the chefza of an adam's tfisa is being mitzamtzim. It's that defining and putting it into a box. That's how I understand it, like this. There's a svara, a magdar, something that is beyond my hagdar, I'm not teifis. So the chefza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond hagdar, it's mufka from tfisa. So the etzem chefs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't be teifus. What we could do, the closest tefisa we could have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is creating our dveikus, meaning we bring ourselves to a tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by being shel all the other tzadim. And that's why Hashem created the concept of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is the ifen of being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the best ability to be davuk to something that's mufka from tefisa, is the dveikus is not kum ve'esei that I'm davuk with it, I have a havan in it. The dveikus is by being shel every other tzad. So being shil every other tzad, that's how I have an indirect tvisa in the thing itself. And that's the whole avodah of Eilam HaZeh, is Yichud Hashem, which is to be shil all the tzadim. And Hashem really originally created the world before Chet Adam. Adam had the ability to do the ganz avodah in 1 second. Means that Hashem created Adam, and the Yitzhar was out of him, and there was no real tzadim achim chutz b'kadosh baruch hu. There was like a havam, you know, there was a place to contemplate that maybe there was something else. And the Yisrael of the Avodah of Eitz Hadas, whatever it was, but the point was that he had, there was like a ki'ilu, maybe there's something besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he would have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wouldn't have even from Eitz Hadas, what he would be advising was, is that there is nothing else besides Ratzon Hashem. And that's, he would be shel everything, right there. There's no Salam Acherim. In Gantz's shel everything, he has Gantz Tfisas HaYichud, and invited Ganyu. What happened was, when he was Eichel Eitz Hadas, he gave a reality, he was saying that there is Tzadim Achim. And he was saying, meaning, Eitz Hadas is like, there's a mirage, that maybe there's something else there. Say, no, the whole thing is a farce. So fine, you were just shell everything. But once you're saying no, you're getting a reality. He's saying, no, I think that the talk is something besides Ratzon Hashem. There's something else here. So what he did was, is he was mechadish in the veld that there's a reality to Adam that is Tzad Machem. So now Hashem said, now you did that. What's going to have to happen is that you have to go to every single prat that you just said, this Tzad Machem. You have to experience every single thing, the pratiyus, and so, sure, this is not true, this is not true, this is not true. So from what could have happened in a rega echad, Bekolius, that doesn't exist Tzadim Achirim. Adam Rishon is Eich Eitadasi, he incorporates Tzadim Achirim as a reality to himself. Now he has to go to every single Tzad Acher, Chutz Mekadosh Baruch Hu, and Bishayel it. And then, B'derech Pratius, after Shis Alfi Shnin, came back to Adam Rishon, we get back all the way to that Avodah, he could have done 1 second, we get over there. That Maisa, that he incorporated Tzadim Achirim into the Welt, that's Leda Sam. That's Hamin Ha'itz. Hamin Ha'itz is, I heard this over from Akiva Tetz, beautiful way to bring it out. Hamino Eitz is a kasha. Hamino Eitz, did you even eat Tadas? Hashem is saying, did you? Meaning it's bringing out, there's something, chutz for Kaddish Baruch Hu, you didn't even know, there's something else. The Leda of Haman is the fact that there's a makam of Tzad Tamachim, a malak is Safak means you don't see Hashem. That's where Haman is. Being Shoyel Haman is this Inyan, it's coming to Yichar Hashem. What does it mean Yichar Hashem? Oyel Meyichar is there's nothing else, there's no Tzad Tamachim. There's no other things. Whole Ulma Sarva Einish is that there's Bechira, that there's an Adam, there's a world, and he's Payal, and there's Ran, there's Taiv, and there's things that he has to do. That's all Nachin Chet, that's all with Haman. The whole Chetz of getting rid of Haman is getting back to Adam Rishon Kedem Achet, and taking away the Tzadam Achirim, taking Haman out of the picture, and now you have the Yichar Agamer, now you have the Yichar Hashem. That's why Perm, which is being Shil Haman, is the Atzim Adjiga that we're trying to get to in Yom Kippur. So why now is it we could even do it with the guf? So really just mazbit right then, but to bring out the point that the only time that there's issue with guf is because the guf is being tevis itself in the olam of schayv enish as a mock as a davar, as a davar gashmi that has his own mitzius chutz makadosh baruch. Only nachin chet even by matan Torah after chet ha'egel for sure. Where they fell from really Yom Kippur and Purim, they're both Chet Ha'egel and Eitz Hadas, there's a Shvara there also, I'm going to get into it. But Yom Kippur is after Chet, that's within the world of Haman, within the world of Achilles Eitz Hadas, so then the Guf has issues. So the Guf has issues because he's trying to be Tevis Tzad La'atzim, he's saying he's the Tzad Acher, so then he can't get in order to get to Sh'olam Ha'yichud, you have to get rid of that, you have to kriech out of that, you have to leave that behind. You have to get out of this world. There's a reality in this world. And in this world, you can't have that world. You can't have Yichar Hashem. But if we get rid of Haman, so then there's no Tzadim Achirim. That means that even the guf, which looks like a Tzad Acher, it isn't a Tzad Acher. It's Kulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the tifkat of the Bittul and the Medar Rabba. Medar Rabba is that there's a Tzad Acher. Medar Rabba Leiris is pshat that there's a makom not to have Torah. Torah is Yisrael Reis of Kusha Baruch Hu Chara. Torah is the metzius of being madbik, an oil that looks like a davar nifra at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Torah? Torah is Ratzon Hashem in every prep. Every single chetz in the world, every single zach is Ratzon Hashem. A davar gashmi, you take a ganef, and you make a ganef into Torah. Meaning that there's nothing in the world that's Tevez La'atzim, it's Egan Amakim. Else is Yichar Hashem. That's the Karech HaTorah. Medar Rabbi Reis is pshad that Torah is not fast, it's not mufka, it's not mukach, it doesn't have to be. You can do without Torah. When you do without Torah, what happens? You chayv kloya. When you experience that you chayv kloya, if you don't have Torah, that means that you have an idea in a mavada. That means nothing. There's no other tzadim. Tzad chutz from Torah, tzad chutz from Kadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. Doesn't exist. Then you come to the madriga that when you come to that havana, you come to the madriga of a bittul on the medara, and that everything, even the guf, even the atzius, is nichnas into olam ha'yichud. Get rid of Haman. That's done. Idei. So we may on Purim we have the suda because now our guf is shaykh to the madriga. That's done. B'dafka idei shtiya bittul das. So step one is very pasha. What is that? Where was das noilad? Das is Achilas Eitz Hadas. Das was created through the Achila. Das is the Kayach of Abdullah. Min Das Abdullah Min Nayan, the Gemara in Shalmi tells us. That we say Atachonim by Das. Abdullah by Atachonim. Because Das is the Kayach when there's two Tzadim. Das is Magdir, this over that. The whole Chetz of Das is only something that's utilized when there's Tzadim. So Mimela, when we get away from Tzadim, there's no Makkah for Das. And more, the whole Chetz of Yichud is Mufka from Das. The Tzoram Chal is saying that you can't have Das by Yichud. You can't be with Yichud Hashem and have Das. It's something that we can't be Tevis in our Das. The whole Avodah is to use the Das to be Shail the other Tzadim. And once you Shail the other Tzadim, you leave the Das aside, and now you're Be'etzim Dovak in something that's beyond you. You can't have the dasti. The dasti is bechefza moving away from it. So the mela, the whole eifin of the dveikas takadosh baruch hu of the sudas prime, which is sudas yom kippur, of taking the guf into yom kippur into the erev yichud, is mechayev a bittul das. And the more we're mevatel das, the more we just completely throw ourselves our das away. That's weird. There's a makom for a complete dveikas in the yichud takadosh baruch hu. Yishkech.